USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Chicago Teachers Union canceled classes for a second straight day after failing to reach an agreement Wednesday with the school district over remote learning and other COVID-19 safety protocols in the nation's third largest school district. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
When you tell me you're too busy to be at the table all day long to get a deal done, you tell that to our parents and those kids who are suffering and depend upon us to do the right thing.
Russia sent paratroopers into Kazakhstan on Thursday to put down a countrywide uprising after deadly violence spread across the former Soviet state. Police say they have killed dozens of rioters in the main city of Almaty. State television said 13 members of security forces have died. But what we know is that the people on the streets accuse the authorities of amassing huge wealth in oil and minerals, while the nation of 19 million remain mostly poor. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
It's not COVID-19 that will be keeping students away from Oxford High School in Michigan.
Students will return to learning starting Monday, but it isn't going to happen inside the Oxford High School building in Michigan. School officials said it will be a very slow transition as parents and students continue to mourn. Four students were killed and seven others were injured in a shooting on November 30th. An alternate hybrid schedule will start January 10th and last until January 21st. In the meantime, Oxford High School students will be taking classes at both the middle school and another high school. From the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
California is extending its indoor mask mandate for at least one more month through February 15th. The state had brought back the mandate last month amid a surge in new COVID-19 infections fueled by the more contagious, less deadly Omicron variant. Dr. Megan Mesher-Cox on ABC 7 News.
Looks like the flu vaccines, people haven't been taking them as much this year, which is leading us into this twindemic.
USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Two more aides from Vice President Kamala Harris's office have resigned, bringing the total to six staffers that have walked away. Jeremy Hunt, a West Point grad and former Army veteran, gives his opinion to Fox News.
With our leaders, we should want character and competence. And the problem is that Vice President Harris is failing on both. On the competence side, you can look at her approval ratings and see, I mean, she's like, I don't want the 20s. I mean, it's gotten just so abysmal because she failed on the border. She's failed, even as a former prosecutor, she's failed on issues of crime around the country. She's failed on, I mean, COVID policy. You can look at everything there. But then even on the character side, I mean, these reports coming out of her staff should be taken seriously. Her staff are saying that she has had a toxic work environment. That's the kind of words that they're saying. And by the way, these are very far left liberal staffers. I mean, this is not like some kind of partisan attack. These are people who have worked for her over the years. You can go back 10 years and staffers are saying the same thing. I mean, so this is something that's definitely cause for alarm. And in fact, in the Army, we used to have something called the Command Climate Survey. And commanders would be assessed based on the type of environment that they provided for their soldiers. And, you know, soldiers would basically, it would be a moment to say, you know, what kind of environment is this? Is this a toxic work environment? What's going on? Now, to be fair, you know, commanders can be tough sometimes. But here's the thing. If it came over the years that everyone is saying the same thing, that commanders are not treating their soldiers with respect, you know, you can be tough, but you treat them with respect, then commanders would actually get in a lot of trouble about this.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.